American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours, right here out of the studios, live for Public Broadcasting Network in almost downtown beautiful Round Rock. Somebody asked me the other day, John, what do you mean when you say that? It's another one of these little small towns here in Texas, folks, that's become annexed by Austin. And, we all know the story about the malls when they came in the 70s, how it wiped out downtown business districts and wiped out the meat markets and the mom-and-pop shops and whatever else. So what America has become, it's fancy little buildings with nice little names on them, and 9 times out of 10, they'll house lawyers or whatever the case may be, or specialty shops. No big draw for the downtown areas anymore. And Round Rock is desperately trying to do that. I guess they've had some moderate success, but it's the story across America. Let's consolidate and grab the shopper. You know, so the malls were the main ingredient in doing in the small downtown. That's why I say an almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas, just in case you were wondering. Folks, today I've got Greg Szymanski with us. We're going to talk a little bit about New Orleans. More information's coming out about New Orleans. I'm going to speculate a tad bit. Yesterday on the program, I asked the all-important question. Okay, everybody's been saying we're going to rebuild. The mayor of New Orleans said we're going to rebuild. George Bush is saying, well, you know, I'm going to do an investigation. This is like the fox that's guarding your hen house, and you pet him on the head at night, and you come back in the morning, and well, he's rotund. He's got a belly buster going on, and you've got no chickens. Well, George is going to look into what went wrong and what went right with New Orleans, and we'll talk about that also. Greg Szymanski, he's been around for a little while here. Good writer, good investigative reporter, folks. The problem is with all these people, unless you're paid and you're working for the other side, they don't make a ton of money. So, Greg Szymanski's always in doing his job, doing the best that he can. He sees what's wrong with this country. He writes very well about it. And I do believe we have to support people like Mr. Greg Szymanski and keep them online. Otherwise, folks, we didn't have any investigative reporters. We didn't have any investigative talk show hosts or any networks. Where would you get your news? That's right. You'd be looking at Jerry Rivers, I'm sorry, a.k.a. Geraldo Rivera. Doing the tear jerk from New Orleans. I'm telling you. The theater and dramatics in this last 8-9 days have been stupendous. It's been a good show. But as I said on yesterday's program, who stands to gain? Oh, that's right, of the flooding of New Orleans. We'll also talk about that a little bit. During the next 2 hours of the National Intel Report, Greg Szymanski will be standing by for both hours. We'll also take your phone calls this day, ladies and gentlemen. We're on guard for the truth, because the truth hurts, and the only one that hurts, oh, that's right, it's the liars. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
My guest today is Greg Szymanski. What happened to my headphones here? I got to keep cranking this headphone set up until it's going to, Mr. Engineer, it's going to feed back into your microphone. All right, let's try that one. Greg Szymanski is my guest today. Greg, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing real good, real good.
Well, it's better than living in New Orleans, isn't it?
Oh, my God, what a situation there. And I guess we'd be remiss in not mentioning some things about what's going on there. In fact, right before I got on with your show, I got a call from a doctor from New York who's working down there with one of the recovery teams. And I was talking with her prior to New Orleans on a different story that we were getting together on, and she had called me, and basically later on this evening and tomorrow we're going to be speaking about some things she is going to be breaking from New Orleans that everybody would like to know about, some inside stories about what's going on down there, in fact what's really happening in the recovery efforts. In fact, she's asked me perhaps to even come down there and assist with some of the recovery efforts. I'm debating whether I can do that. So, yeah, of course, New Orleans is on everybody's mind.
Well, and it's a story that the mainstream media has been all over. It's like a legitimate respite for them to cover something that they don't have to lie about.
Or yeah, that, I mean, you know. it's one of those stories where I call it a media safe story to get on your government officials, because it's basically a natural disaster, and the media doesn't really stretch their neck out at all on this story. And I think some of the things you'll see as the time wears on, though, whether they follow up on the real important investigations that need to take place. Right now, we're looking at a disaster. We're of course, taking care of people that are hurt, trying to mend some of the wounds of the poor people there that were affected by whatever happened down there. I don't really want to say it was a complete natural event at this point. I will say that Hurricane Katrina was involved, but there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. And let's see if the media is as good at investigating what really happened as they are in telling us about the tragedy of all the poor people dying in New Orleans.
Well, and you know, we've got people like Geraldo Rivera. Now, why this guy tried to pawn himself as being Hispanic or whatever, Spanish, his real name is Gerald Rivers. He's actually Jewish. He and Alan Combs teamed up here, and I'll tell you what, they put a dog and pony show on. There wasn't a dry eye in the house the other night on Hannity and Combs. I mean, it was something.
Yeah.
But not too many people dared to venture, and it's not popular nowadays to bring up issues about black versus white. But, Greg, I made the observation here that, look, you know, we had the civil rights movement, late 60s, early 70s. Black people could eat in restaurants now. They could own the restaurant that they were, you know, heretofore not allowed to sit at the lunch counter. If they had the means and the wherewithal, they could now buy the restaurant. And this has always been a sore spot with me, because I've seen the racial card being played year after year after year. I've seen the Al Charlton Sharptons on board, and his only worth is purveying that black-white issue, or people like Jesse Rainbow Jackson here that, you know, everything is an injustice. I mean, if it's white people and black people get hurt by white people get hurt by black people, it's not an issue and it doesn't run in the media. But we've been dealing with this contentious issue for a number of years, and I made the statement. I said, look, folks, you know, this is the best-kept secret America has. We have enclaves. We have our own little Palestinian stamp-sized reservations. We call them ghettos. Mm-hmm. Every city's got them. You got them out there in California. Check out L.A., Cleveland. It doesn't matter. Atlanta, here even in Austin. If it's to the east or in Chicago, it's to the south. Well, we already know what this is. It is a program, a government program, to keep people subjected and tethered, if you will, to the teat of the federal government. But something strange happened on the aftermath of Katrina here. We had people that were locked into the 9th District down there. A lot of these people, Greg, were on welfare. A lot of them were trapped in this kind of inner city sanctum, you know, the one of no hope, let alone job or anything else. And a lot of these people, once they made their escape from New Orleans, are saying to me, they're not coming back. They're not going back. They have broken the bonds of their inner city dwelling, and they want jobs. They want the hell out of there. They don't want to be tied to looters and rapers and robbers and ecstasy or crack dealers or whatever the case may be. So a lot of these people are happy to be out of there. A lot of them. But here's my question. Who's going to stand to gain once this mass exodus happens? And, oh, that's right, there's going to be rebuilding projects in New Orleans. Greg, I found it extremely interesting, with all hell breaking loose down in New Orleans, they chose the second day to announce that these floating palaces, or their gambling halls, that you could walk from a plank from dry land to the gambling casinos sitting on the Mississippi, well, these are going to be relocated to dry land. They're going to pass new laws, and they're going to allow gambling in New Orleans, which got me to thinking, who would have the capacity to come in and buy up large tracts of land, be in the development process, and have the money to do such things? Well, let me throw out three names to you, folks. How about the Taubmans, the Tishmans, and the Shorsteins? Okay, and, well, let's take a look at, well, the riverboat gambling concerns down there, who it involves, Alan Malnick, which is actually his real name is Malinsky. We've got the Feinbergs, and that's represented pretty much by mob and mob representation and money. So, folks, we might have a rebuilding in New Orleans. We might have the levees shored up. We got billions of dollars from the Fed rolling in there. Maybe they can do something about those levees that just, Greg, mysteriously, in the middle of the night, decided to let go.
Yeah, you know, there's the questions I think, you know, we have to ask. First of all, we have to look at, you know, my thinking on this was when I saw the slow response, and I couldn't believe that it took that long to get there, when even Walmart trucks were getting in. The federal government was late, and they were late either on purpose or it's such a complete boggle job that we need to replace from the top down. However, that to me was a red flag to look at other issues in this hurricane. I live in California, so I'm constantly thinking earthquake, but in this hurricane, because, you know, it's fine to say, let's not cast the blame now, let's not look at it, we have to save these people. But, you know, I think it's important now. There are people there that are working on helping these people now, but let's look first at why this delay took place when they could have gotten there early. It's either negligence or it's either basically orchestrated. Bush was basically on vacation anyway, so that has something to do with it. But we have to look at who benefits from the cleanup here. And Halliburton already has contracts through its subsidiaries for all earth, for all hurricane cleanup in that area. So, you know, the bigger the job, the bigger the bucks, and you got to look in that direction. Secondly, as you brought up, and you know, thinking outside the box a little bit regarding the eventual building of New Orleans and who's going to benefit, if you can get people out of there that have very little assets, take their land away through a natural disaster, basically what I think is going to happen, I think you then have to look at, you know, what you were saying. Did they actually benefit from this thing wiping out New Orleans, when in fact it wasn't a direct hit to begin with, when in fact the hurricane wasn't as strong, the winds weren't as strong as they expected them to be, and then for the levees to break in the middle of the night? I mean, all these things have to be investigated, and just like 9/11, in the beginning, we thought, many people thought that there was no conspiracy afoot with the government. But as the months and years went along, as we saw exactly what happened, you can't come up with no other conclusion that your government basically brought about 9/11. Now, if your government can bring about a catastrophe like that, I wouldn't put it past them to basically benefit from this catastrophe also, knowing the mindset that we have in our government.
Well, and it's interesting that we're receiving reports now. There have been DOD personnel shot and killed,
yeah,
supposedly by the New Orleans police, but there's been some strange goings on down there. These levees decided to break in the middle of the night, and we had simultaneous reports of people that were hearing explosions, and that was passed off by city officials of saying, oh, those were just transformers letting go. That's the booming that you heard. But ironically, at the same time that we had the reports coming in that they heard explosions in New Orleans, guess what happened? All three levees almost simultaneously let loose. Now, I'm, you know, conspiracy theory. It's good that you brought that up.
It's not really a conspiracy theory anymore to me. I mean, if you talk to the people I talk to, I mean, I can name a name right now, John Perkins, who just wrote the book The Economic Hitman, who discusses in depth, credibly, how our government is involved in massive assassination attempts and basically economic blackmail in foreign countries. Basically, how they set up assassinations, explosions, how they set up basically infrastructure problems in foreign countries to benefit our corporation.
Okay, hold that thought. We've got the break. We'll be right back. My guest today, Greg Szymanski, will continue this conversation right after this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
We're back. Greg, right before the break, you were talking about an author of a book. Please continue with that.
Well, if I could just preface what I was saying, why I don't think we should dismiss the fact that the levees were perhaps blown up or something occurred other than just nature and this disaster is that the government, if you talk to the people that I talk to on a regular basis, doesn't have a very good track record. And I believe in any time something like this occurs that at this particular juncture in our history, they're one of my prime investigative targets. And that the reason is I don't trust them. And I don't trust the people that are running the government at this point more than I never, you know, put it this way. It isn't just the Bush administration. I think it's everything that started from the time Kennedy was killed. That was probably our last independent thinking president. And from then, the shadow government has really taken over and controlled America and also the media. So talking about John Perkins, what I'm getting at is trying to lay a groundwork here for saying that on the foreign front, we have a man who worked for years as an economic hitman, he calls himself, and basically worked for private companies who were employed by the government to basically go into foreign countries and go up, work with foreign leaders. He worked with numbers of top diplomats and presidents of foreign countries and basically twist their arms to accept huge World Bank loans that would bankrupt countries in order that our government then would go in and then take over the infrastructures, get oil and natural resources at cheap prices, benefiting not the American people or the people of the country they went into, but basically the interest groups and the companies that were involved in profiting. And guess who they are? We all know. So this gentleman worked on the front lines for years doing this, basically going in and saying to a foreign leader, you either play ball with us or you're dead. And that is our foreign policy up until this date. I even talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he says it's even worse now in South America, and that's what's going on with Caesar, you know, with Hugo Chavez and a number of the other foreign leaders. Our government, again, is playing mafia-like tactics on these people in the name of the American people. Now, if they can do that there, why can't they do it here? And I'm saying they do it here. And you're seeing right now, from 9/11 to this point forward, an acceleration of that that's gone on as far back as Kennedy into Oklahoma City. I just spoke with a doctor, wrote a story about a doctor who's a toxicologist who used to treat people with radiation poisoning and things. And he treated the crew that went into Oklahoma City and has testimony that this one gentleman who was on the in the government, in the military, had basically told him that it was there were explosives set up, there were there were nuclear, certain type of nuclear devices set up in Oklahoma City, and he was sick from having to work with that right afterwards on the demolition team. So we have information that Oklahoma City was a government job. I've talked to insiders, and also an interesting story with a informant of John O'Neill, the former FBI agent who was killed at the World Trade Center in a very suspicious manner. He was our lead Al-Qaeda hunter, so to speak. And she talks, she worked with him for years undercover, and she talks about how he was thwarted on his USS Cole investigations in Yemen, and how he was thwarted right up to the end of 9/11, when he was hot on the tail of an Al-Qaeda cell involved in 9/11 with her as an informant. So, I mean, these aren't people that are lying. And I think the American people need to listen to these people and listen to what they're telling us about the way our government operates.
Yeah, but how are they going to hear them? I mean, you're going to have Geraldo Rivera here? Are you going to have Bill O'Reilly telling them? How are they going to hear? Are they going to hear it on CNN, Greg?
No, they're not. And the reason they're not is because the American people, I think, are starting to hear the truth on stations like yours and other places, but we need to get out to more people. The reason I talk to these people is that I believe that their story should be told so that the American people can hear the truth. Now, you're saying, why don't they? Well, it's a very simple thing. The media has been bought off. The media can't get the stories out because the reporters that are credible. I'm not saying there aren't any credible reporters working for the media. There are. Their hands are tied. They're caught between a rock and a hard place, in a sense. And I know what they're going against because it's not easy to try to report in this manner without someone backing you because you lack funds. You're constantly getting harassed by the government through internet sources that contact you. I can tell you stories that have happened to me. It only makes me angrier and makes me more content on the fact that I'm on the right trail and I won't stop as a reporter. But the problem is that these journalists are caught between having to support themselves and basically they're just turning a blind eye because the people above are stopping them from reporting the stories that are needed to be told.
And that's an important point. Before the broadcast, you and I were talking, and you said, I could never write for the mainstream now because I'm investigating all the stuff that they're doing now, which they wouldn't throw out necessarily the welcome mat for you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
If you want to be a journalist, you want to be a talking head, if your idea is to climb the corporate ladder of success in the news and entertainment business, don't do it in our venue. Join the other side. Greg, is that a true statement?
Yeah, I mean, there's only, you know, there's two ways to look at it. You may get the earthly goods here. You may get a little bit more money working for CNN, but you're never going to get the satisfaction that you get as a journalist of reporting what you feel to be, you know, going after the truth and not holding it back. And that doesn't just mean tell the story of the people who are so-called conspiracy theorists. I like telling both sides of the story because there are people on the other side who have credible things to say, but it is not right when it's imbalanced, and that's the point. And so when some people say to me, and they'll go to my website or see a body of my work, they'll say, you seem to be reporting about one side of the story. And I say, well, yeah, you can get the other side of the story in the New York Times today. Here you can find the other side. So basically it's a balancing act, I think. I'd like people to be armed with as much information as possible. And so when you say, yes, you're not going to get the earthly wealth doing this, but you're going to get a lot more satisfaction knowing that when you first started into journalism, the basic reason was, one, out of curiosity, a person who's curious, asking questions all the time, and two, not being afraid to find out the answers sometimes, which are very difficult to swallow.
But in finding the truth, you discover what the problem is, how it came about, who is involved in either covering up or perpetrating the ruse or whatever the scam of the day is, and then you set about making the corrections to put everything to right.
Exactly, and that's a community process, too. We should realize, you know, and it should be brought up that the work of a journalist sometimes is overlooked. It isn't basically a work of a journalist is to talk to people and to investigate things that other people just don't have the time to do because they're busy doing other things. And that's what a journalist is there for. That's his role in the community. And if it spills over into activism sometimes, then so be it, because a journalist also has his own mind and his own thinking patterns. However, we must remember that once the journalist keeps working, because the truth is never brought out in one story. It could be brought out over a number of months, a number of years in certain stories. It's a culmination of a lot of people bringing a lot of information out. And journalists, I think, owe that to society because based on their work, a lot of changes happen.
Well,
it could happen.
Look, wasn't there Bob Woodward from Washington, D.C. that brought down a presidency?
Of course.
There's been a lot of conjecture around that one, that it was planned to bring Tricky Dick down and this, that, and the other. But the bottom line is these people at the Washington Post started on a story, kept digging at it, and eventually, boom, we had hearings, we had a deposed president, and that was good, hard journalism. But look, Greg, I mean, on your local news, now you're talking about community-based. They'll do a 7 on your side. If you've been clipped by the local constabulary and you feel that you've been wronged, we'll be on your side, and we'll investigate, and we'll get results. Look, there is crime and corruption, dirty, under-the-table dealings going on in every community around this country. I'm not even talking about Washington, D.C. That's a strata unto itself. I'm talking about the local, dirty political games, the money-grubbing, the greed, all the avariciousness, all that stuff going on right under our noses in every community across this country. But yet, we'll get tips from our news media people on how to better sleep at night, how to fluff a pillow correctly, or whatever the case may be. We had 565 days. You want to talk about a story that was manufactured and perpetrated by the press? Who really gave a damn about Michael Jackson when it all started? Everybody was pretty much of the opinion that this guy was weird, and yeah, we don't doubt that he's molesting little boys. But we had 560. This guy did not leave the news for 565 days.
Yeah, it just gives. You see, when you clog up the channels like that, knowing how people get their news in America, when you clog up the channels with that, it leaves the government free to do what the heck they want, and they will do what they want if they're not caught. The one thing that a politician hates is to get exposed for doing something wrong, and they will try to do anything to get out of it. But you see, the point is, if you never find them, and you fill up the airwaves with other things, then you never can really get at protecting the money that you invested in these politicians and improving your country.
And what I hate worst of anything at all are these news media, these conglomerate groups, CNN, the name you can trust, the news media you can trust, Fox News, you know, we report, you decide. And they have to do this in order to reinstill in people their faith. Now, they're losing listeners right and left. Newspapers, the printed media is down. And a lot of people have suggested to me, Greg, that the reason this is happening is because people's lives are becoming too complicated. Things are just, they can't understand what's going on. They know there's problems, but they're just tuning out because they can't handle it anymore. We take the opposite opinion here. We know things are getting worse in this country, and they're steadily getting worse day by day. And I don't care what you're talking about. It's getting worse. And I do feel that properly championed, that they have power. But what we are being told day after day from the conglomerate corporate news centers is, well, here's our brand in the news and our take, and we're going to give you our opinion so you can parrot our opinion to the next person tomorrow at the water fountain or whatever the case may be. There is no, and I mean no, hard-line investigative journalism going on by any of these clowns. And I'm not saying that there's not been good reporters out there, but the more I talk to reporters, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, Miami Herald, I don't care where it is, they all tell me the same thing, Greg. I want to keep my job. Well, have you considered this aspect of this story that you maybe don't know about or maybe your readers would like to know about? They would tell me that, well, I don't think I can get that past the editorial department.
No, I mean, I know how my first newspaper job back in the 70s, I worked for a daily newspaper in Florida, and I was a young reporter, and I found out about a story that I'd worked on. At that time, we were still using, I remember that first paper, we still used a typewriter then, which was kind of interesting. But I was working on, I did a lot of feature stories even back then. I liked doing that. But I was working on a story about some water pollution in a new construction site going up, a new subdivision. And when I found out some things about the water content and everything and how it would cost them, you know, that it needed to be repaired, it needed to be worked on. I went and I wrote the story. The editor told me, can't run it. I said, well, why? I said, just get more information. I said, well, okay. So I went out and I got a little bit more information. He brought it back and he gave me that same story. We can't, still not verified enough, you know. Well, anyway, I said, Dan, this is bullshit. I said, excuse my English, but that's basically what I said. I was upset because I worked hard on it. And, I ended up not backing down and saying, you know, if you don't run this story, I don't want to work here. And they could care less. But anyway, I did end up getting fired from the paper for putting up a stink, trying to get it published in another place, which I eventually did. And then they fired me. But I did find out that the publisher owned part of the subdivision. So there was the answer.
That was a vested interest. Now, he didn't disclose that to you right off the bat, did he?
No, of course not. And I didn't find that out till I was fired, but it made me feel a little better. At least I knew I was fired. But that's not uncommon in journalism, and it goes all the way up to the top. I mean, in bigger stories, this goes on the same way. You know, a journalist comes with a story, and they all of a sudden they get, well, go work on it a little more. And what that means is, we're not going to run it.
Right.
You know. So what I'm getting at is, people should understand that. You know, journalism is a business, and these newspapers and these TV stations are a business, and they are run like a business. And the way people can really, people say, well, what can we do? The media controls what we think, and, you know, that's where we get our news, and, you know, they have the credibility, even though we don't believe them, in their hearts they still believe they have the credibility because they're big and they're powerful, and they see them on TV, and they realize, and they translate a Wolf Blitzer, because he's on CNN, is having more credibility than Greg Szymanski's words, and I'm an American just as much as Wolf Blitzer is. And they believe Wolf Blitzer more because he's on a big station making big bucks. Well, if people start to understand that perhaps these people are keeping information from them, why should they support them? I mean, they are still being supported by dollars from American businesses. Now, if CNN and other newspapers automatically didn't get as much revenue, you wouldn't see them talking as strongly, as taking such a reckless approach to gathering the news and keeping news from people. So what I'm getting at, if people really believe, and I'm talking about small business owners who don't believe that their local newspapers are telling the truth, at every level, you can withhold your advertising dollars and find people who are telling the truth and give them the money and let them, you know, go after things. Now, the real problem is, for example, I can tell you from experience as a small publisher of a newspaper in Idaho, my experiences were this. It's usually the conservatives, for example, if I ran an editorial that was quite liberal, the one big advertiser in my community who owned a drugstore would kind of like come to me and say, you know, I put that, without me, you're not going to have a paper next week, you know, and he was basically a conservative Republican. So, you know, I would say I don't care. But if I printed something conservative, it wasn't basically the liberal people who really would ever, they kind of like to hear that. See, that's the real thing we have to understand. I don't consider liberal conservative. It's open-minded people and closed-minded people.
Right.
Now, those exist in business owners. And so.
Well, what are they looking out for, though?
Right.
Their bottom line.
Exactly. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is, in my own kind of way here, I'm not a very good businessman, but if even people have a conscience that are owning businesses and they don't like what CNN's doing anymore, well, don't give them the money anymore just because they're big and just because your ads will be seen. You know, have some type of conscience about what your dollars are paying for.
Well, and there comes a problem. If more and more people are tuning out of the mainstream medias, the cable news networks, or more people are buying less of the newspapers out there, then this comes down to a revenue problem, but it's going to be the people with the deep pockets that are going to keep supporting you. So this is going to draw down, and the situation always gets worse. I mean, you're not going to see NBC do a smash piece on General Electric. Obviously not.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see, you know, whoever, Michael Eisner and whatever, wherever hand he's got his, you know, it comes down to basic economics. And these people, you know, I mean, could you imagine CNN, ABC, NBC, whatever the case may be, coming out a story with artificial sweeteners and how damaging they are when they get millions of dollars from Coke and Pepsi every year? To them, in their bean counting, you know, bottom line, we're a news service, but we've got to make money to stay in business. We're going to ignore the stories, you know, forget the fact that it may be maiming and killing thousands of people. That's of no interest. That's not a news story unto itself. What is important that we survive day by day, that we keep people employed, and we keep bringing you the news that we feel that's fit to report on.
Right. And, you know, just philosophically, I had in my website, I just remember this, and I pulled it up real quick, and I think this kind of explains the dilemma a little bit, and basically maybe where truth seekers and people who are actually going after the truth may have to suffer a little bit financially and may not ever get to that echelon, but that's part of it all. And this is kind of what I wrote. It gives an introduction of what my publication was all about, and it says at one point, it says, free speech was not intended to be a reckless adventure in communication, but a voyage into diverse, conflicting, and unpopular viewpoints. This voyage, however, should be confidently navigated without overly broad financial, social, or moral constraints. Now, what that means, basically, is if you look at the only way that you're going to get free speech, if you're not overly regulated either financially, socially, or morally. And if you as a publication, as a journalist, can stay above that, can float in there somewhere, not be too affected when the financial people come after you, not be too affected when you're socially criticized, not be too affected when you're morally criticized, then you have an opportunity of really living up to what free speech means. But then I ended by saying, not ended, but in one paragraph, unfortunately, the mainstream media has never followed such a course. Instead, acting as an intellectual prostitute, lacking the courage to report the truth and express honest opinions. And basically, that's what the mainstream media has been in the past, and it is getting worse as the years go by.
Well, it's getting worse and worse. I mean, it's getting to the point. You know, I'll give you fine folks an example here. a poll here. Support for Patriot Act shrinks the more people know about it. Well, it isn't that they didn't do stories on the mainstream media about Patriot Act, but what they weren't telling you was how it was destroying the Constitution. A University of Connecticut poll says fewer than half of Americans know the purpose of the Patriot Act, and the more they know about it, the less they like it. The poll was conducted by the Center for Survey Research and Analysis at UConn. It said 42% are able to correctly identify the law's main purpose of enhancing surveillance procedures for federal law enforcement agencies. Almost two-thirds of all Americans, 64%, said they support the Patriot Act, but support dropped to 57% among those who could accurately identify the intent of the legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the House and the Senate have voted to extend the provisions of the Patriot Act, we know that were set to expire at the end of this year, making many of those provisions permanent. Now, If we had honest reporting here, Greg, telling people about the Patriot Act and what it's going to do to your, whether you use the term civil liberties or your constitutional mm-hmm. rights or whatever the case, however you want to frame this, if you were to tell people that, look, now the government's got, they claim they have the right to come in and spy on you, no-knock seizures or whatever the case may be, they can spy, the FBI can show up at your house.
Exactly.
Rummage through your house, take your hard drive out of your computer. They don't even have to leave a calling card telling you they were there. Do you think that people across this country would still be in the official realm of ignorantum, stupidity? I don't think so. We'll take
You're
a
right.
break. We'll also take your calls today, folks. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We're going to cover a lot of topics here today, so give us a call. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
seven layers of truth. What may be true for me may not be true for you, so let me write the story that away. Greg, back to New Orleans here. The Big Easy. Well, it ain't so easy no more.
Great city, by the way. I mean, I've been there a number of times. I've always enjoyed myself there. I really hate to see what's going on. I really do.
Well,
and I look forward to it being back again.
Well, trust me, they're going to rebuild it. And, yeah, it's going to be the people with the deep pockets that are going there and do it. But, you know, we can't have a whole lot of welfare recipients. You know, I mean, New Orleans, you know, that could make more money. They could up their tourism down there. So, you know, there is much needed property in that bowl that they kept referring to down there. And ironically enough, folks, I mean, we've heard the stories that George Bush cut the funding. It was supposed to be $65.5 million. Well, he only gave them 10. The levees that were built down there were suspect to the degree that, well, wait a minute, it was only built for a Category 3 storm and not really designed to take on a severe storm surge. But you have a situation here. I mean, We've got Brown here, the disaster chief. I mean, this guy got fired from his last job. We've got people out there right now. Nancy Pelosi is calling for this guy's firing right away. He said, you know, why couldn't we have qualified people in a position? And they're also, get this, and this is kind of a revelation here, we've had the streamlining of government, you know, to make it more efficient so they can lie easier. I'm sorry, that they can cover their own butts a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about pulling FEMA out of Homeland Security. Now, it was restructured back in the early 90s, and supposedly it wasn't doing too bad. Well, it got sucked into Homeland Security in this giant bureaucracy, and, well, it just looks like Michael Chertoff and Mr. Brown, well, they were just overwhelmed. Now, Greg, we were told 4 years post-September 11th, if we believe the government line, that this was a terrorist attack and that we've been under color-coded terrorist alert levels ever since then, we were told that in case of a dirty bomb, a nuclear detonation, biological event, nuclear, it doesn't matter what it is, that these fine folks, they have provisions. They're first responders. They have people that can lock down a city. They can get in there and they can take care of any problems. And if they have to, that they can quarantine and then move an entire city if necessary. Where was this expertise? Where was it here when we've got, oh, that's right. The problem was people were firing at the rescue helicopters and we have a flood down in New Orleans. So therefore that hampered the efforts. I mean, Bush comes out and says, and this was Homeland Security spokesman Russ Nockey, by the way. It wasn't Bush. Bush just parroted it at a meeting. He said Brown had positioned frontline rescue teams and Coast Guard helicopters before the storm. Brown's memo on August 29th aimed to assemble the necessary federal workforce to support the rescues, establish communications, and coordinate with victims and community groups. Instead of rescuing people or recovering bodies, these employees would focus on helping victims find the help that they needed. And part of the communique here that went between these parties, it wasn't, how should I say, alarming. Brown's memo to Chertoff described Katrina as, and I'm quoting, this near catastrophic event, but otherwise lacked any urgent language. The memo politely ended, thank you for your consideration in helping us to meet our responsibilities. The Louisiana governor, Blanco, didn't want the feds coming in and taking over the National Guard and taking over the entire operations. That was her bailiwick. She didn't like it. She's standing up for states' rights, and we've got everybody on the planet trouncing her for this.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting mix. I tell you what, we'll take the break here, short break, top of the hour. Second hour of the National Intel Report with reporter Greg Szymanski and your calls right after this.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.